Okay, so it is Wednesday, February 25th at 4:01 p.m. And this is a meeting of the Pines and Plains Libraries Board of Trustee meeting, and all board members are in attendance. So we have a quorum. So we will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
As I'm choking over here.
Busy day.
I can't get it right.
It's okay.
Okay, so we have our consent agenda, which is the January 28th board meetings, correspondence none, and then we'll do the bank reconciliation.
So. We want to accept the agenda.
Do we need to have a motion to accept the agenda?
We've done that, yeah.
Okay.
That we accept the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So
would you like me to read the numbers?
Has anybody any questions about the meeting
no.
minutes? Okay, then we can go on to the numbers.
The amounts that are in the following accounts are as follows. The CBC checking account is $1,188,928.28. The payroll account is $30,940.52, and I assume they'll get an injection of cash soon. The Colorado Trust has $778,310.41. The C-Safe 1 is $626,763.22. And the C-Safe 3 has $759,350.58. Making a grand total of $3,376,293.01.
And the July, but or pardon me, July.
It's not that warm out.
I can't speak today at all. I'm having trouble. So on the third page of the budget to actual, we spent $111,265.49, and our budget is $1,919,480. So we spent 5.8% of our budget, and January is like 8.3% of the year. I'm guess it's 8.something% of the year. I have to find my notes. So, but.
Okay. So, do you need a motion to accept this? Or, okay, we need another motion.
I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda.
I would second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, committee reports. If you'd like, I'll report on the Board of County. Okay. All right, I attended with Morel and Alessandra and Susan. We attended the BOCC meeting this morning. The two big things were the fire department about mitigating and more plans for new buildings. It was about new buildings. Okay. And then Susan gave her annual report to the BOCC. And she did a wonderful job. She was very precise and gave them all details. And they seemed to be all very happy. We saw smiles and no untoward questions.
Right.
So who wants to do the foundation meeting report? Anybody?
You want
anybody?
Me to do it?
Sure.
Basically, we just met again, still coming up with suggestions, ideas about how to raise funds for our refurbishing. The girls have decided that we're definitely doing a Brewfest. That will be, you'll buy tickets. It's going to be in the park in Elizabeth. And they're working on that already. And it's scheduled for, I think it was August 22nd, correct? I'm looking at Susan and she's going, yes.
I remember that part of the conversation.
Yeah. So they're working on that. And we still have Karen. I don't say her last name. Kim Digg is still writing articles for the newspaper. The brochures have been kind of put together. Susan's been printing those off, and Kathy Ruppel and Nina Levin have been going all over Elizabeth handing them out, and they ran out of more. So they're going, I assume they came and got more today.
I printed 40 more. They haven't picked them up
yet. Okay.
But yeah.
So we're just progressing along. We talked about grants and what's coming up, and Susan's dealing with the legislative part of our applications through the senators. What are they? They're senators, right? So I think that we're just on good track. Is there anything I've missed? Okay.
That's good.
Thank you. That sounds great. Okay.
Okay.
You're on.
I'm on. So the library director's report. Well, some of this you heard already. And the February article Karen wrote about our GED program. I should have mentioned that today. I forgot to mention that. And then she's got another article coming out tomorrow on the March 14th public meeting with the students, the University of Colorado School of Architecture students. We did not get our newsletter out in February, but it'll be a joint February, March, and it's coming out on, I think, the 6th. The expansion, so I met with a business development manager from a company that provides like a full service construction management. And it kind of boggled my mind because I didn't know that such a thing existed, but they will go and look for grants for you, and then they apply for us, and then they have architects on staff that can design the library for us, and they have engineers on staff that can look at any problems that we have, and then they write the RFPs for the project, and they work with us on who we want to be the constructing, like the contractors to do the renovations. So it's kind of like a pretty amazing all-in-one sort of thing. And they also provide a service that I'd heard that we could contract with. So like there's this energy provider type thing where we can contract with a company and they will make the building, like say we decided for some reason we wanted solar panels or whatever. So we can contract with a company and they'll install the solar panels for us. And then we pay them back by the savings with our electrical bills. And so that's, so it's kind of a weird symbiotic relationship. But this company that I met with can do all of these things. So I put a flyer in your handout. I put a flyer in your packet that explains all of the different things that they can do. They run things, they run everything by us. So like they can use local contractors for construction. And we would still have multiple contractors bidding on it, but we can choose, you know, the local contractors that we want to use. We're going to meet with them. I invited Ruth Ann to meet with them. March 4th. I don't know if you guys want to, you might want to think about maybe if you want a building committee or something, and then I could always just include, you know, you in any kind of, whoever the building committee is, in any kind of meetings like that. So
what do they charge for this?
That's, I have no idea. So that's what we're going to learn.
It's a percentage of the project.
It's probably, yeah, it's probably, because, and so it's to their benefit to get us a ton of grants because, you know, part of it pays for them, pays for their services. So, but yeah, it's just kind of, it's kind of a, so they are currently working with the county. The county is building an evidence building in Kiowa because right now they're not storing their evidence under controlled situations or something, or it's too small or whatever. But they're working, the county is working with this company to build this. And I think they're in the design portion of the plan. So anyway, so we're going to meet with them and learn more about it. And I just met with their business development person. So just to kind of learn more about it. Do you guys want to think about, I mean, I'll just invite Ruth Ann in situations like this when I'm getting involved. Do you want to do that for a?
Sure.
Okay. I'll send you the information about the meeting then, okay. Alessandra. Also today has been a very busy day. We got an email from Senator Hickenlooper's office saying that the window has opened for the congressionally directed spending. And so this is what we were going to apply for through the federal government. We were going to ask for $5 million. So the window opens today, and we have to have the application done by March 27th to Senator Hickenlooper's office. And so then once I got that, I emailed my contact at Representative Boebert's office, and I said, because we want to come from both sides, from the House of Representatives and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so they sent me the link as well, but their application is due on the 10th of March. So we have
it's tight
very
window.
Very, very, very tight window. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you before, but I mean, when we apply for this money, there's a lot of strings attached to it. I think I probably mentioned that. In talking with the auditor, she said that we have to have a special audit on the whole project. So we have to pay for an audit on the whole project. We also, you know, anything we do, we would have to build American, was it Buy American, Build American? So we'd have to use, like if we bought drywall, it would have to come from U.S. sources.
For the grant money you're talking about.
For the federal.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the federal money. And then the auditor also said that, or someone told me that the accounting is so intense that we might want to, I think it was the auditor, that we might want to hire someone just to deal with the
special bookkeeper.
With the bookkeeping for that. But if we went with a company like this, they would do all that for us, and we would not have to do that. So there's something I'm missing that I'm not telling you about the federal gun money.
So Representative Boebert's deadline?
Right, yeah, that's because that's
March 10th.
March 10th, okay. And then March 27th. So then today, my whole thought process was we had already talked with a grant writer about doing the congressionally directed spending grants, but then we have this other company, but we don't know if we're going to go with this other company and they can do the whole thing. So, you know, chicken and the egg, you know, should I send it to the grant writer? Should I send, you know, wait? And we're not meeting with them till next Wednesday, and the time frame is so close that I just said, no, we're going to go with our local grant writer. So I sent both emails to her today and said, you know, it's go time to do these grants. So
once you apply for the grant, how long before you know whether you got it?
So the grants are for the for fiscal year 2027 with the federal government, and that is October 1st of 2026 through September 30th of 2027. That's their fiscal year.
So you'll know that you have received that grant by October?
Theoretically, but sometimes the federal government doesn't approve the budget until later. So it may be as late as November that, you know, that we would find out about whether we got that money or not.
And can you only use one money? I mean, can you get the grant and also apply, you know, use this other company, or is it one or the other?
No, yeah, we could do that too. I mean, we can probably do whatever we want with them. You know, it's like, you know, they provide the architect, but what if we don't, you know, what if we don't really like the architect? I have my favorite architects already. I shouldn't say that, but you know, or people that I've talked with that I'd like to invite to bid on our project. So I don't know. So we could probably, I would imagine that we could probably pick and choose and say, yes, we want you to do this. You know, no, we don't want you to do this, but then we want you to do all of, you know, all of this. But that's my guess. But we'll know more when we meet with them a week.
And how, and have you seen the grant application?
I wasn't brave enough to open it up.
That's okay. You sent it where it needs to go.
Right.
So you're saying that it's maybe not be a good idea.
No. It's just that it's not Susan's responsibility if we're hiring a grant writer, and she is saying she didn't open the package that came to her. She just forwarded it to our grant writer.
I'm just wondering how, you know, how feasible it would be to finish that application by March 10th.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to, I have to solicit letters from area leaders, you know, and I've already got a mental list of who I'm going to, they have to be letters of support from, like, you know, the town of Elizabeth and from different places around the area. And I pretty much know who can do that. And what I'll do, I've already got some sample letters, so I will just write the letter, send it to them, and then ask them to put it on their letterhead. This is typical. They put it on their letterhead with their name on it, and then they send it back to us.
And so, what's the dollar amount of the grant?
So we were advised that we don't want to ask for too much money. So the sweet spot is $5 million.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. If we ask for more than that, they're going to be, it's too much. But we want to ask for as much as we think we can get. So, but again, it has all of these, you know, strings attached to it. So.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do we have any inclination at all prior to our meeting with the design deal from DU as to what their possible suggested project costs are going to be or not?
Not at this point. And I have to have those by March 10th and by March 27th. So I'm going to have to have to say, can you work this out for us? Because and part of the problem, too, is that, I don't know if they will have their budget. You know, I mean,
we have X amount of money theoretically, and so I've been mulling this expansion over in my head multiple times, and sometimes I think 3 million, other times I think 7. Mm-hmm. So,
no, I'm aiming for 15.
Wow,
it's yes, I believe 15 to 17.
Yeah, easy.
Wow.
My question is, so we apply through Hickenlooper's office and Boberts. Uh-huh. Can we get awarded both from the Senate and the Congress, or can we only get one?
Because they eventually get melded together.
Okay.
And so because the bills eventually join together. So it's better for us to come from both sides, because then they'll say, oh, look, their representative supports this. Oh, look, their senators. And actually, it's Hickenlooper and Bennett work together. Mm-hmm. And so they do their application process together. So they're already, both senators are already supporting both, you know, all the projects that they support. So, but it just, you know, it helps to have it from both sides, from both chambers.
So to be realistic, if they accept our stuff, we will only get $5 million.
Right.
There's no way that we could end up with $10 million. Well, that's why I was asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're right. Two different people are proposing this.
Right.
Okay. That's right. It. You yes. answered my question.
Yes, I would love that. And then we have all sorts of other ideas about grants and, you know, all that kind of right. stuff. So, okay.
Is there any way of doing the build without changing this part of the building? Or are we going to trash everything?
I think we're probably going to have to pretty much change everything because we're just reconfiguring the way the whole building is used. And I can't. Because we'll have to have a new HVAC system for the whole building, for example. You know, and so that's going to have to change. And I don't know what that would do. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
We got to get the money first.
But yeah.
Well, hopefully the plant could be installed to handle the size. Yeah. And then you just add to the ducting
yeah.
and put cutoffs and or fire breaks.
Right.
Conform yeah. to code and whatever. And that. As each section or whatever is completed, or if it all has, I don't see how it can all be done at once because you're not going to have a functioning library while the whole building is in disarray, so to speak. So there's going to have to be things done in phases to complete this part, and we expand into that next phase, whatever. And then me, that's the way I mean, we're not going to be able to do like Parker, i.e. build a whole new building and then
right.
they're in another place and they walk into it
right.
type of deal.
I mean, there's a lot of different models, you know, because we could even find somewhere to rent and like maybe keep the collection here, but then run like a courier, you know, people request stuff and we bring it to them, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we could do it. So okay, so sorry, I got derailed in my report. So the public meeting with the UTAP students, that's Saturday, March 14th, 11 a.m. It's so they are going to do a formal presentation at 11 a.m. and then there will be kind of open house after that. The Friends are doing refreshments. It's Pi Day. So we suggested to the Friends that pie would be nice, but I don't know if they could figure it out. And we went.
Cherry.
And we wanted to ask you guys whether you would want to attend, and if so, then we could go ahead and do like we did for the meeting today, where we do like a notice of possible quorum. This is kind of just like a extra protection. We don't really need it because you guys are not there doing business, but it's just like kind of, you know, it's like you all are going to be in the same place at the same time.
Do we need to make a motion for that?
I would feel more comfortable with it, I think.
Okay, I'll make a motion that Susan notices the, what's the date, March 14th, meeting where it's open to the public and we could all possibly end up here.
I would second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. It was the 14th, right?
Yes, you okay. were correct.
That's what I was stumbling on.
I was listening.
Okay.
So the Kiowa project, we met with our contractor and he brought two architects with him. That was last week. The architects are going to create a very preliminary design, and then Josh is going to solidify the costs for us, so we'll have a better idea. the formal design phase is going to take 6 to 8 weeks. So for the architects to formally create the layout, the construction they're estimating will take 8 weeks. And then the abatement, they're also estimating will take 1 week to do that. And during this process, the asbestos abatement. I thought that the Kiowa Library was on the historic register, but it's only apparently on the county register of historic places. So it's not on the state register, and it's not on the federal register. I mean, the federal register is like the end all be all. So, you know, so that was just kind of something that we learned.
So less restrictions.
Right. So, then if you can follow along, if you turn the page over to page 2, Ruth Ann already reported on our visit to the county commission meeting this morning, and the county commission members are going to tour the library on next Monday at 1. And again, if you guys want to be here for that, you're very welcome to come. And then we would go ahead and do a notice of a possible quorum, just to be careful, you know, just in case. It's up to you guys. It's on Monday, March 2nd at 1.
This coming Monday, Alan.
I won't be able to, so that's minus 1.
Okay.
Okay.
At what time again?
You will be missed.
At 1 o'clock.
Where is that?
So we're just going to meet them. Yeah, they're coming to tour the library.
Oh, okay.
So we'll bring them into the meeting room first, and then we'll do a whole tour and take them out to see the warehouse. So we shouldn't be doing any business, you know, mm-hmm. just learning about the library and kind of saying hello. So do you think you guys want to come to that, or
I will be here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should make the notice.
Okay.
I make a motion that we notice that March, what is it, 4th we're doing?
Second.
It's Monday. Meeting with us, the trustees meeting.
Potential quorum.
Yes, potential quorum. Help me, girl. Potential quorum while we meet with the county commissioners and give them a tour of the library at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
1 second, Deb.
Hi.
Well, I'm sorry.
All in favor.
Aye.
Wake me up.
Sugar. And then Lori Hendrick, our auditor, completed the audit, the draft of the audit, on February 12th. And it was kind of like, I was just quite so amazed that it happened so early and that it was so easy. And I actually used the numbers from the draft audit in my presentation to the Board of County Commissioners, which was also kind of mind-blowing. So I have to finish my part of it, which I kind of enjoy writing, but I just need to have some time to do it. And then Lori will be here at our meeting on May 27th. She'll either probably virtually, that's our meeting is at Kiowa that night, and she'll go over the audit with you guys. And I attached a letter to your packet that was, it's her draft of her letter to you guys. It looks like this.
I read it. So, I'm a good girl.
And it's kind of tricky to understand. But this letter is like only for you guys, only for the board. We don't publish this to the public or anything like that. So it just kind of says what her findings were in the audit.
And it was very positive. So you did very well this year.
I cannot believe how easy it is. It was really, yeah. Nat had everything organized to a T.
Thank you, Nat.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Nat. Yes. I know you work very hard to keep detailed information that.
We try. We really try to keep all of that. Statistics, the monthly statistics are attached. Foundation meeting, we already went over that. We had a late start on Monday, January 26th because of the weather. And I'm just to let you know, I'm going to be out tomorrow for a medical procedure. So I have a meeting after my procedure. I'll attend via Teams, but yeah, I'll be at home vegetating. Programming, I think pretty much it's pretty self-explanatory. The youth mental health first aid class, and Lisa said that was pretty amazing. Great meeting. And then we had our first Women, Infants, and Children event at the library. They're going to be here for office hours on a regular basis. We had 9 people sign up for the first time. They don't sign up through us. They sign up through the county. So that was great. Just love being able to offer that and have all the moms running around with their babies. That was just super fun. So Kiowa Library, really working on programming, and we're getting the word out about story time. We're having consistent attendance at story time, so that's great. So we're doing, and they had a chess tournament at Simla, which was amazing. So I didn't tell the whole story, but there was a kids portion of the chess tournament, and there were 2 boys competing, and one of the boys didn't have his own chess set, but he would check out the one from the library and practiced. And then the other boy had 2 sets. And so the boy who had the 2 sets actually won the contest, the competition, and he won another set. So then he had 3 sets. And so he said, I don't need this many sets. Is it okay for me to give my set to this other kid? And so it was very sweet. It was very sweet. So now everybody has chess sets, so they can all play at home. So that's great. I think that's it. Any questions about my report?
No.
Just got to get my first page back. I lost it.
Oh, right here. It's
underneath my tablet. Half of me. Okay. So do we have to accept your report?
No.
Okay. Thank goodness. All right. Transfer of funds from the main bank account to the Colo Trust Plus account too.
So back in September of 2024, we had 2 motions to fund the Colorado Trust Plus account number 2. And we never did it because we didn't end up having enough money at the end of the year to be able, or actually it was the start of the next year when we funded all those accounts. So I included in your packet the two resolutions. So we had one where we were going to transfer $104,000 from the payroll account to the Colorado Trust Plus account too, and then the other one where we were going to take $513,000 from our regular checking to that Colorado Trust account. We never did those things. So I talked with Mary Ellen, and as I was getting ready for our presentation to the county commission, we talked about our reserves and how they're like lined out, what's in each part of the reserves. And so we have a part of the reserves, which is called it would be specifically the capital improvements part, which is identified in the audit. And that's $825,000. And then we have operating reserves, which is what we decided at a meeting, if you remember, months ago, where we said we were going to keep 6 months of funds. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then there's like an unassigned fund balance of, which is not assigned to anything. But so we were thinking that it would be good to put that $825,000 to formally plop that in to an account so that it will earn interest. And so that would be the capital improvements fund of $825,000 and to put it into the Colorado Trust Plus account too. But I don't know what we have to do about these other resolutions that we never funded. So
I'm confused. It's going to be another.
Okay.
C.
So
number two.
Yeah. So it'll be a Colorado Trust Plus account number two.
Okay.
And we have two resolutions back from September of 2024 that we were going to.
I see. So
where is this money from these two resolutions, that $600,000 approximately? Where is that money sitting now?
So we used up the amount in the payroll account. We used that for payroll. So, and now we are keeping that payroll account very slim. We're only, you know, like you saw, it has only mm-hmm. $30,000 in it, and I transfer $70,000 to it every month. That's what we voted on last time. So that money has been used up on payroll. And then the that $513,000. So our money is cyclical. So we get, like, at the beginning of the year, we get like a lot more money from property tax, and then it tapers off from the end of the year. Because think about how your property taxes are due.
April.
We pay them in like March and April or March and June or something like that. So that's when we get the bulk of our money. So when we made these resolutions, we had a lot of money in the account, but then, you know, through the beginning of the next year, we used it all up before we got our next infusion from the county, if that makes sense.
So it would come out of this $1.8 million?
That's
where you take that and you put that right. $500,000 or $600,000 into account number two.
Yeah, so we're talking about,
So we need to cancel these two previous
that's
resolutions.
That's the bottom line where right. we're trying
and
to
and then
get.
Make right. a new resolution for the 800 and something.
Yeah. Do we yeah. need a motion to two motions to cancel each one of these things separately?
I would think it's probably cleaner to do
okay,
that.
Okay, well then I will make a motion. First motion I will make is to
they have resolution both, numbers on them.
I'm going to look at the resolutions. Let's do resolution number 505. That is the $513,414.15. It is number, is this resolution number is 2410-5. I'm going to make a motion that we dissolve that resolution as it stands.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is as of this date today, which is
25th.
February 25th, 2026. So that's the first part. Then I'll make a resolution or resolution 24-10-06. The amount involved there is $104,414.15 that we dissolve that resolution on this date, February 25th, 2026.
I second that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
That's okay.
We'll let her just put in the door there.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank God we keep track of each other.
Okay, so now what is the amount, Susan, that you need a new resolution for? Is it $825,000?
$825,000. It's capital improvements. Yeah.
With no other small numbers.
$825,000. Is there an odd number of 100?
Nope.
$825,000,
no sense.
Make the resolution, Alan.
Okay. Can you say where it's coming out of?
It's going to come out it is the capital improvements money. It's currently in the community. Yeah, the regular checking.
Yeah. Maybe you want to say that.
Okay, I'm going to make a resolution here, or a motion, to put $825,000 and no cents from the capital improvement fund into the Colorado Trust number. Is that number will be number two?
Yes.
It's in the CBC checking account.
I second the motion.
I don't know. I don't have anything in front of me. It's
from the checking account, though. It said something different, didn't it?
I said from the capital improvement account. It's from the CBC checking account. Excuse me. I'll make amendment to my motion. Is that okay?
Yep. And I'll second.
It goes into our capital improvement account.
Okay. Now are we ready for a second?
Didn't you just second it?
Well, I did, but then they changed it some more.
Well, I amended it.
And I amend my second. I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So then the last, no, not the last thing I wanted to talk to you about. So if you look through your packet, there's a piece here with the light yellow across the top. So I emailed you Anders' draft program plan. So there were two parts of it. One that was like the draft introduction, and the other was like the draft of the actual notebook or workbook itself. So in the process of working with Anders on this program plan, and the program plan is like, it's the words that the architect, I know this is not grammatically correct, it's the text that the architect is going to base their design off of. And so in talking with Anders, we were too greedy. And we said that we're going to end up with 29,465 square feet. So if you look at the front, this is like, mm-hmm. this front is a summary of all the pages. And at the bottom, gross area needed 29,465 square feet. And then this like outlines all of the things that we asked for. Mm-hmm. These are all the different parts that make up this summary here. This
total 29,000.
Right. So there's like the welcome and orientation area, the youth services area, teen services, meeting room, adult services, so on. So what Anders is asking us is are we going to stick with the footprint of this building? Or, which is approximately 25,000, not quite, I don't think. Or do we want to go for the whole enchilada and go for what we've already kind of...
But does that take into account we have a second story?
Yes. Yeah. So, and this is timely because... Commissioner Schroeder asked me about that today.
Mm-hmm. I think... To keep the public, whether we were adding on to our current footprint.
Yeah, because I mentioned that we were hoping for a groundbreaking late 2027. And he said, you're not going to have a groundbreaking because you're not building a new building. And so.
You kind of said yes.
I kind of said, right. Well,
we're going to stand our. I personally, and it's my opinion, I think we need to stay in this footprint and not at this point try tackling any more square footage because of cost.
I agree
and
with Meryl.
Down the road, if we need more, then we can raise money for an addition on the end or wherever. But I think we need to stay on the footprint.
I agree.
I agree.
If we add, to my way of thinking, for setbacks and everything, the only logical place is at the west end.
Yeah.
And so my thought process is our design, whatever we come up with, needs to, well, we're, if we finish out this building with the second story, we're, in reality, we're probably more than quadrupling our space. So growth-wise, even if it takes us, let's say, 8 years to get it all accomplished, I don't think that we're going to have that big an influx in people in this immediate area that we're going to need a bigger footprint that quick. And we'll have a bigger base, or the group that's in charge at that time will have a bigger base to pull money from. And so that's the next hump to cross at that time.
I just think we should not get greedy. This community does not like it when we overextend ourselves. And I have to tell you, Parks and Rec wants to double their millage. They're going to put that on a ballot. And they've been trying to build this rec center forever, and they just keep going on and on and on wanting more money. And it doesn't go well. People voted out.
Yep, I agree. People, I won't say are stingy here, but they're very conservative with their money,
mm-hmm.
in that they want to see production and growth at the same time. They don't like looking at pie in the sky type of. I mean, the majority of people here, they're only, how quick am I going to get it and how quick can I use it?
There's a lot of older people around here too that tend to be a little bit more frugal about things.
Yeah.
So I think if we poll everybody, we all agree we stay within the footprint of the existing building.
Do we need a motion for that?
It's kind of like by consensus. I mean, you all have agreed.
If we agree.
But I don't.
Let me put it another way. We have a quorum here. Does this quorum pretty much agree among ourselves that we want to stay with this footprint?
Yes.
Yes. Totally agree. Totally.
Yes. If anybody objects, speak now into the mic.
Yes.
Okay, we all agree.
Okay. Awesome.
Not a motion, but
it covers us, so we don't get in trouble.
Right. And then the last thing I had is.
Well, let me back up one way. Okay, we got this 29,000 here, so we have essentially 25,000. So the additional here, non assignable, whatever. So a couple of these numbers are going to have to be squeezed somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I think that'll be Susan and the staff will be squeezing the numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of three toilets, we only got two.
Could be.
Could be, Alan. Could be.
I hope it's more than that, though.
Well, we'll have a 5-gallon can outside.
Four right now.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay. Now, on that note, let's go on to the strategic plan. And this is a draft that I worked on with the branch managers. And it's very, I don't know if you remember 2 years ago when we started the strategic plan. We got together and had lots of meetings and thought about it. So I don't know what you think about this, if you have any ideas.
Where does this actually go? I mean, is it just for our use?
Yeah, it's for the board and to keep me accountable to you guys, you know. So I don't know, you know, if you guys are comfortable with what's on here, if there's anything you want to add. We can also, if you want to think about it a little bit longer, you don't have to do anything with it this meeting. You can figure out.
No, I think
It's good.
Yeah, I think it's good too.
I think it's actually pretty modest what I see Douglas County has done, but they've got, how should I say, five times the capital potential that we have. So the things that you've covered here, I think will give a lot of people in this county a pretty good operation for the money spent and get services. Because the number one thing that I hear from everybody tends to be meeting places to have meetings. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the big dry hole, so to speak, of services that we can add to. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have a bigger collection, but I think we're slowly working to that.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we accept the Pines and Plains Library's 2026-2028 strategic plan.
As presented.
I have a question. The last sentence is the 2027 architect search.
Right. Yeah. It may be.
Shouldn't we say 2026, 2027?
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought we wouldn't be ready till 27.
No, but we have to look for the architect. She wants to break ground in 27.
Okay. Makes total sense. All right. Anybody else have anything else before?
Before you make your motion?
I made my motion. Alan corrected it the way it should be. I'm done.
I would second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, get that taken. Public comment. Any public here?
No
public. Any other items or business from a board member? Nope. Upcoming meetings, Saturday, March 14th, 11 a.m.
And yeah, I didn't know if you wanted that as a study session, but we will just notice a potential quorum.
And then March 25th will be at 4 p.m. will be our March board meeting.
That's the regular meeting.
Yeah.
And that's our annual board meeting. So you'll be voting on the president and all the.
Okay. Got it.
I think it's really good just and the way it is.
Are we going to be. are we meeting here or are we meeting?
Kiowa.
Did you say Kiowa?
Well, no. She said May is
Kiowa. Yeah. Oh, May is Kiowa. So it's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
May is when we start wandering.
Okay. Is that it?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. I second it. Oh,